This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Let's get a little football. David, music will determine the direction we go. It's football today. And I'm shocked that you haven't slandered me with that new drop of yours.
Oh, no, nah, no, not at all. Not at all. It will come, though. I want to talk Heisman Trophy. I want to do it a little differently, though, because I want to do it based on your belief of the team, and then I'll give you the odds for some of these guys. But let me start with this
first. Hold on. Can I be selfish?
Sure.
Just for a moment. Can I just give you the guy that I want to see win it? I love the kid.
Sure.
I love the family. I love the story. I love the team he plays for. It would be different. He's electric. Lenora Sellers.
He is at plus 1,800 on the BetMGM.
Cockaboose. I mean, look, man, if you haven't seen him play at South Carolina, the fact that he turned down overtures from every program in America to stay there, the fact that the parents are big on, look, you gave your word to these people. You're making plenty of money here. You're getting developed here. God forbid someone is the adult in the room. I'm rooting for the kid, and I like watching him play. Plus 1,800. I think that's a sleeper to me. I think that's legitimate. Plays in the SEC. That's a team that can make the playoff.
That's where I'm leaning.
And he'll have the highlights, David. That's his style of play.
So, and this is why I wanted to do it, because DraftKings put out that Arch Manning became, on their books, became the heavy favorite. He's getting 20% of the handle, 35% of the bets on DraftKings. So based on that, one of the first guys I wanted to mention, but you have to believe in the team, is Julian Sain for Ohio State. And here's why I mentioned him first after mentioning Arch. It's because they play each other in week one.
Yeah, I'm going to say no to both.
Okay.
And it's not a shot. It, you know, again, I know in today's pea brain society, oh, you think they stink? No, I don't. I'm not going to have any belief that guys who have not taken a meaningful snap, and Arch being a, you know, RPO, red zone, trinket, no. And saying, look, these guys haven't played. To say that they will be the best player in college football, I'm just not doing it. I think they're underlays, as we would say at the track. They're just overbet. I wouldn't bet either guy.
So based off what you're saying, you're – either guy can win that first week and not look amazing and not run away.
I just don't think so, because I think there will be speed bumps. And look, their teams are good enough to carry them along. But you have to win a Heisman, you have to be the driving force of the team. If I had to pick one of them, it would be Arch, based on third year in college, all at the same place. I don't value the pedigree as much as he's had time to let his body catch up, put the weight on. He's got the prototypical physical. But I'm not about it, man, with guys who haven't played.
So let's move over to the next guy I want to mention, because you say you love this team this season.
Okay.
Their quarterback is John Mateer.
Oh, baby.
So the belief in the team, do you do Mateer, who is at plus 2,500?
Yeah, I do, because I think John Mateer could have the best stats of anybody. Look, I'm not asking anybody to watch Washington State football, but he's the definition of a dual threat quarterback. Every play, he's making things happen. Now you're putting him on an Oklahoma team that the weapons were not the problem. It's that they were all dead. Their injuries last year were absurd. But you're going to put John Mateer out there and Jaden Ott, the star running back from Cal. I think Oklahoma's going to have a really nice season, even though their coach is a total try-hard boner. I don't like Brent Venables, but offensively, they're going to have the showcase games. They're going to have the spotlight. Again, stylistically, John Mateer is going to drive the bus. I like John Mateer plus 2,500.
So the next guy I'm going to ask you about, I'm not talking about his odds. I just want to know, do you believe in this guy? And then I'm going to give you the odds for one of his teammates.
Okay.
Do you believe in Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson?
No clue. No, I'm serious. Again, guy who hasn't played. My issue is this, and I don't want to bag on Milroe. I didn't like Kalen DeBoer for Milroe's abilities. Milroe, great deep ball thrower. and he'll throw screen. No intermediate skills. Not accurate, doesn't process well. Ty Simpson's a different player. So DeBoer might be able to bring the best out of him. Now, his odds would have to be plus 5,000 to talk about this.
Well, the reason why I brought it up is because of his teammate, who is at plus 3,500, Ryan Williams.
Yeah.
What Simpson does affects Ryan Williams.
Yes, just like the numbnuts at the kid at Ohio State, the wide receiver, Jeremiah Smith.
Yes, Jeremiah Smith.
It's the same principle. So I think all these players are correlated, and are the wide receivers good enough that they could take a 5-yard pass and go 90? Yes. But will it happen consistently enough? Yeah, David, I probably shy away from it. That's why I like Mateer. That's why I like Lenore Sellers.
So again, belief in team. This team, this program is predicted to be at the top of their conference, possibly win their conference. But you have not believed in the quarterback. His name is Avery Johnson. At Kansas State,
yeah.
Odds are plus 4,000. Belief versus odds.
Right.
What do you do there?
Let me say this. I don't think the media will allow a kid from Kansas State to win a Heisman. Okay? Like, it's just, this is how this stupid award works. No one's watching Kansas State.
Right.
And Avery still has major holes in his game where he'll go 8-for-23 for 53 yards passing. Now, his feet, magical. But I don't buy it. And Kansas State is still going to play a brand of football. It's not going to highlight the abilities. Is he the most highly recruited kid to ever go to K-State? Yes. He's from down the street. But I'm not buying it. I'm going to say no. I think Chris Klieman does an incredible job there. No to Avery Johnson for me.
So this next one I need to include Kenny, because his belief in his program matters when it comes to the odds for Gunnar Stockton, who is at plus 3,500. But how much do you believe in him and your program, Kenny?
I mean, it's kind of at this point, I'll believe it when I see it. I believe that Kirby can kind of coach him up a little bit. I believe in their offensive structure. I believe they can put talent around him, which will help him a lot. But he's just got to prove it. It's all about doing it, man. I'm at maybe a 5 out of 10 right now.
I'm, again, Gunnar Stockton to me, no thank you. You can have it. And if Gunnar Stockton wins it, I tip my cap. I'm out.
Now, this next one, it's not long odds when you kind of look at it, when you think, but Oregon is supposed to be at the top of the Big Ten again. Dante Moore is at plus 1,800.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I would do that, just personally.
I don't either, because I'm pretty sure the last time I saw him, he threw 6 pick sixes at UCLA. You sit. He's got to play. He needs reps. He needs time. And honestly, if I'm Dan Lanning, I'm not putting it all on him. All the money they're spending on offensive and defensive linemen, run the football, a lot of screen packages. Just take it easy. I'm going to say no. Okay, go ahead with Drew Aller. I know this is coming.
No. The last guy I want to mention, this team and program spent a lot of money. They are being talked about. They are also in the SEC. Okay. So if you win it,
yeah.
Well, what happens there?
Is this Nussmeier?
This is Marcel Reed, Texas A&M.
Yeah, I could see it.
Plus 4,000.
I could see a big step forward for him because he took the lumps last year. Now, you learn from your mistakes. The problem is I'm betting on Texas A&M.
Belief in the program and the bet. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Can anyone in the crowd tell me Texas A&M's last conference title? How about we do this live? Kenny, Google it. Texas A&M's last conference championship in college football. Because for as much as my program gets slandered, I want you to think about what we would say if this was our stat. Kenneth?
I think, are you seeing the same number that I am, David?
No. This shows you how the media lies. Go ahead. Texas A&M.
It says 1998.
Because it's true. When it was the Dr. Pepper Big 12 championship.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I was like, I have to fact check this or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Basically 30 years, and I got to listen to how those oil baron hillbillies are something special. Whatever, man. Enjoy your log fire or whatever the hell they do.
Again, belief in program versus betting on the Heisman odds. Yeah. Wow.
Come on, man. Just Lenore Sellers, do it for South Carolina. Plus, They're all black uniforms with the black mat helmets at night. Argue a better uniform. The swag quotient alone should land him in New York. That's not David. God almighty.
And
go ahead and just play the NC State football one while you're at it. Go ahead. It's a football helmet. Slanderous.
That is your college football blitz.
Jeez.